Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Kuf Tesvav. And we are in the middle of the Amid, five lines on top of the Mishnah on daf Kuf Tesvav Amid Aleph, V'tana Didon Mimonov Shach. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu B'nei Yisrael, Hanasun Matzar V'Ashivya. Today's daf is being learned as a schos Refua Shalema for Rivka Bas Rachel and Sarah Bas Rachel. Today's daf is also being learned for Ilui Nishmas, Reb Shimon David, ben Reb Yaakov Yosef, that's Reb Shimon Eider, Zachrona Levracha, the live component of today's daf, which is really the second day of Sukkot, is on his yard site. And everyone that knows that Chesky had a tremendous role in the founding and the maintaining of the app, and it was done very much Lilu Nishmas, his Hele Getata, Moshe as well. So may today's daf and really all that we do be an aliyah for his neshama. So 7.5 years ago, when we completed daf Kuf Yud Dalet, we stopped abruptly in the middle of a sukkah. The Gemara on daf Kuf Yud Dalet Amid Beis discussed a machloikis tanoim with regards to a mother yarshening her son. Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of one of his rabbeim, Rabbi Yehuda b'Rav Shimon, Dvar Torah, ha'av yoresh es b'noi, ve'ha'isha yoresh es b'noi. A father has the ability to yarshen his son, and a mother has the ability to yarshen her son. And his makar was, it says in the Torah, the word matos, v'chol bas yoreshes nachala mi matos b'nei Yisrael. Matos is referring to mata ha'av and mata ha'em, and we're makish mata ha'av l'mata ha'em. And just like mata ha'av, the av, is yoresh es b'noi, so to the aim is going to be yoresh es b'noi. So Rabbi Yochanan says over this memra, in the name of one of his rabbeim, Rabbi Yehuda b'Rav Shimon, and he immediately asked a question to his Rebbe. He said, Rebbe, how could you say that? L'chura, your halach, that a mother yashins her son, is contradicted by the first Mishnah in Yeshneichlet. Where is it contradicted? Twice. Number one, the Mishnah says, the elu neichlin v'loy manchilin ha'ish es imoy. Meaning, ha'ish is neichel imoy, but he's not manchel imoy. So you see clearly that although there is a Yerusha relationship between a son and a mother, but it's one-sided. It's the son that yarshins his mother, but the mother doesn't yarshin her son. Additionally, when the Mishnah mentioned the manchilin v'loy neichlin, the Mishnah said, ha'isha es b'na. So an isha, a mother, is manchel to her son, but a mother can't be Yairish her son. So Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda b'Rav Shimon, how could you say that just like Aav is Yairish es b'noi, so too a Isha is Yairish es b'na, l'chura it's keneged the Stam Mishnah in the beginning of Perek Yesh Loichlan. And Rabbi Yehuda b'Rav Shimon responded to Rabbi Yochanan in a rather cryptic fashion. He told the Mishnah, Seinu, unzer Mishnah, eini yodea Mishnah. I don't know who the author of this Mishnah is. Which the Rashbam says that what he meant to say was, eino ikar. This is not a real Mishnah. There's a flaw in the Mishnah. And because there's a flaw in the Mishnah, so although it's true, I understand that what I'm saying is contradicted by the Mishnah, but at the same time, I'm not nispal. And the Gemara had a little bit of a conversation. Why didn't Reb Yehuda b'Rav Shimon respond to Reb Yochanan differently? And the Gemara answered that question. So really, what we're up to right now is that Reb Yehuda b'Rav Shimon said, Mishnoseinu eino yodea mishana, that there's something wrong with the Mishnah, and as a result, I'm not nispal from this Mishnah. What exactly that argument is, up until this point, Reb Yehuda b'Rav Shimon did not explain, and really, these next five lines, up until the Mishnah, the answer to that question is going to be evident, stating that as far as the signon of the Gemara is not asking what did Rabbi Yehuda b'Rav Shimon mean, but rather the Gemara is going to ask a kasha on the Tana of the Mishnah, and the way the Rashbam explains the Gemara, that kasha that the Gemara is going to ask on the Tana of the Mishnah was the kasha that was bothering Rabbi Yehuda b'Rav Shimon, and it's for that reason that he was not nispal. Now, the Gemara is going to ask Akasha and answer the Kasha. Rabbi Yehuda b'Rav Shimon was not nispal from the Mishnah because he was bothered by that Kasha, but at the same time, he didn't accept the teretz that the Gemara is going to give. So ultimately, the machloikis between the Tana, the Mishnah, and Rabbi Yehuda b'Rav Shimon, this Shiloh, whether the Mishnah is a Mishnah or is not a Mishnah, is going to boil down to whether or not we're willing to accept this teretz to the Kasha or not, regardless. Says the Gemara, V'tana didan, as it relates to the Tana of our Mishnah Meman of Shach, L'churid is a Meman of Shach question. What's the question? I darish matos, if the Tana of the Mishnah is agreeable to the Hekish of matos, again, V'chol bas yereshes nachala, mi matos b'nei Yisrael. And these two matos are mato of matoi. And there's a Hekish that permeates Yesh Neuchlin that says that we're makish mato of le matoi. Says the Gemara, if the Tana of our Mishnah is agreeable to the Hekish, then Isha Nami Tirish Espina. Then he should hold like Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, that just like a father yarshins his son, so to a mother should yarshin her son. That was Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon's argument. He said that his Hekish of Matos, and based on that, a mother should yarshin her son. And Eloi Darish Matos, now maybe the time of the Mishnah doesn't hold of Matos. Well, if that's the case, Ben the Koidim Labas. How does the Tana of the Mishnah know that when a mother dies and leaves over a son and a daughter, the son yarshins before the daughter? Now, the truth is, whether or not that is in fact the case was a major sugya with a lot of drama on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. We know that when a father dies and he leaves over a son and a daughter, it's the first pasuk in the parish of Nachlois, it's only then Vavartam is Nachlos Elubita. But to the extent that there's a son, the daughter does not Yarshin B'makam HaBen. Stating that, there was a big mevucha amongst the Tanan, Pscharya Ben Akatsav, whether the same is true if a mother dies. When a mother dies and leaves over a son and a daughter, do we say only the son Yarshins? Or maybe there it's different, maybe the daughter's going to Yarshin B'makam HaBen. What was that Shaila Talian? So it was a whole Gemara. But at the end of the day, what it boiled down to is the Hekish of Matas. If we accept the Hekish of Matas, Makish Mata of the Mata Ben. And just like Mata of Ben Koidum Labas, so to Mata Ho'em Ben Koidum Labas. If, however, you don't accept the Hekish of Matas, so then Mechatesi. Could be it's true by Mata of, it's not true by Mata Ben. The Chachamim, the Tanakama, on Daf Kuf Yad Aleph Amud Aleph, they held of the Hekish of Matas. Just the same. This kedima that a ben has over a bas when the father dies, the ben has over a bas when the mother dies. Reb Chaim ben Akatsiv was the one who didn't hold the hekish. He held not that way. Now, implied in the Gemara's question is that the Tana of our Mishnah holds that the ben is koidim labas even benichsei ho'e. It's not beforeish in the Mishnah, but it's implied in this kash of the Gemara. The truth is, not to go too far backwards, but really it was implied in the original sugya on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph also. We made a little bit of a deal about it. Not a big deal, but a little bit of a deal. Because when the Gemara began its discussion of whether or not Ish yarshins his mother, and this idea of when a mother dies, that the ben and the bas yarshin, and that the ben comes before the bas, the Gemara said minohani mili, and the Rashbam explained the Gemara's question of minohani mili as being twofold. Number one, minohani mili, that there's something called Yerusha Sa'im, and number two, it was the last words on the last line of the last Rashbam on Daf Kuf Yud Amud Beis. How do you know also that the ben is koydon labas? Now, if the Gemara says minohani mili, it's implied that it's mefurish in the Mishnah that that's the way it is. Now, where is it mefurish in the Mishnah? So if you go through the Rashbams here in the Gemara, I'll tell you where it's mefurish. The Rashbam says, because when the Mishnah talks about someone yarshining his mother, it says ho'isha simai. Ho'isha simai? What about a girl? A girl for sure yarshins also. So why are you talking about the ish over the isha? Oh, the teretz is because loy mishpata b'chayru, pun intended. He has a kedima. And because he has a kedima, so it's for that reason we mentioned ish before imay. But the bottom line is, the Gemara in its kasha right here, this is a little long-winded, but this is all pashup shot. The Gemara in its kasha right here holds that it's mefurish in the Mishnah that the ben is koidom labas benichsei imay. In other words, it's mefurish in the Mishnah that a mother doesn't yarshin her son. It's mefurish twice in the noichlin b'loy manchilin and in the manchilin b'loy noichlin. And it's also mefurish in the Mishnah that when a mother dies, the son has kedima over the daughter, meaning if there are sons, the daughter's not going to yarshin either. Where's that? That's not mefurish. Certainly not mefurish twice, but it's meduyik that way. Ho isha sima is mashma that b'mokam isha, the isha is going to yarshin. The Gemara's kasha is that b'mon of shach. Either the Tana the Mishnah holds of mimatois, or he doesn't hold of mimatois. How so? If he holds of the drasha of mimatois, so a makish mata of lamata ben, that would explain why the ben has kedima over the bas when it comes to the Yerusha of the mother. But if that's the case, then why is it that the Isha doesn't Yarshin her son, just like the father Yarshins her son? And if he doesn't hold the Mimatas, so that would explain why the mother doesn't Yarshin the son. But if that's the case, he should hold like Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatsif. Why is it that the son has Kedima over the daughter when it comes to the Yerusha of the son? So again, Nachamal innovating. If a Tana did not, Mimon of Shach, the Tana of our Mishnah, Mimon of Shach, right? Darish Matas, Isha Nami Tirish has been and he loy Darish Matas ben the Kedim Labas. So the Gemara says, "La'olam darish matos, la'olam the tanah admission darishes matos." V'shani hach, here it's different. On my crowd, the pasuk says, "V'chol bas yoyreshes nachala yoyreshes ve'ena moyreshes." Now the Rashbam brings two pshatim, and what posh pshat? And this Gemara brings, he brings his own pshat, and he brings a pshat b'shem Rabbeinu Chanana. So we'll say the Rashbam's own pshat, and that is, it's true. It says the word matos, but the context of matos is v'chol bas yoyreshes nachala mimatos b'nei Yisrael. The diuk of matos is in yoyreshes, as opposed to what? As opposed to being moyreshes. It's all in the yesh noichlin component of perik yesh noichlin, but it's not in the yesh manchilin component of the yesh noichlin. So as it relates to being noichel, noichel, there we say that we're makish mata of le mata ha'em. But as it relates to being moyresh labdafka, so a bas, his place in the pecking order of being a yoyresh, yeah, over there it conforms with makish mata of lamata aben. But when it comes to the mother being a yoyresh, which is more in hilchis myrish, over there ready, it's going to be different. Over there, lav dafka, it has to conform with this seder, and it's for that reason, says the Gemara, the bas that's yoyreshes nachala, that you have the hekish for, but the inner myreshes, as it relates to being myreshes, over there, you're not going to have it. So when it comes to being yoyreshes from the matos, there you have it. But when it comes to the other way around, the bas towards the mother, over there you have the shnei matos, over there you have the hekish, but the mother towards the bas, there you don't have it. So as it relates to the bas towards the mother, there you have the yerekish. Your resh is there, you have the hekish, but as it relates to the mother, to the bas, there you don't have it. Rabbeinu Chananel's pshat was that it says mi matos. It doesn't say matos, but it says mi matos. And mi matos is mashma a little bit, that you have the hekish, but mi is always a little bit. So you have some of the hekish, but you don't have the entire hekish. So some yes, some not, and therefore you can have this hekish lemechza. So ordinarily, there's a principle, ein hekish lemechza. Either you accept the hekish, or you don't accept the hekish. But over here, we have a mi matos, right? That's the word. Even though we keep on saying matos, but the word in the Torah is mi matos. Mi matos is a giloy that a little bit you have the hekish, a little bit you don't have the hekish. But the bottom line is that Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon was bothered with this question, and he wasn't willing to accept this teretz. Not the Rashbam's pshat in the teretz, and not Rabbeinu B'chananel's pshat in the teretz. He didn't like this teretz. And it's for that reason, when he was asked this question, what was his response? Amalei, he told the Mishnah, Seini, Eini, Yodea, Mishana, I'll be honest with you, I don't know who's the Tana of the Mishnah, which is a Kaloimar. What does that mean? Eino Iker. This Mishnah is not really Iker. Either way, this wraps up Daf Kuf Yodalet, and this concludes the first part of today's Daf. So as an introduction to the next part of today's Daf, one of the themes that has recurred, that we've mentioned several times, is that there seems to be a very big disconnect between the Torah Shebiksav of the Seder Nachlois and the Torah Shebal Peh of the Seder Nachlois. Meaning, you read the Psukim of the Seder Nachlois and you look at the Torah Shebal Peh, you learn Perek Yesh Noichlin, they don't seem to be talking to each other so much. If you go through the Psukim, it sounds like that if a person dies, what's the Seder HaNachlois? Son, daughter, brother, father's brother, and then ki'im l'she'era yakar avelov, whatever exactly that is. The Torah Shebal Peh, if a man dies, it's son, daughter, and father. In fact, they're the only primary yorshim, with the caveat that son doesn't just mean son, but it means kol yoytzei chalotzeh. Daughter doesn't just mean daughter, it's kol yoytzei chalotzeh. And father doesn't just mean father, it means kol yoytzei chalotzeh. But the point is, it's not son, daughter, brother, father's brother, kim l'sha'ere yakar ve'elov, but rather it's son, daughter, and then father. The makar to the Torah Shebal Peh version of how this plays itself out is this Mishnah that we're about to learn. So if there's any chiddush in the Mishnah we're about to learn, it means you have to chazer the first five blad here in the Perek. Because really, everything that we're about to see right now, we've gone through so many times. Look, the Mishnah, Seder Nachlois Kachu. The following is the Seder of how Yerusha works. Ich kiyamus uven ein loy vavartabas nachalosei labita. And from there, we learn Ben Koidum Labas. Then a son comes before a daughter. Meaning, if a man dies, he leaves over a son and a daughter, the son is going to yarsh. Not just that. Kol yoytze yirecho yishal Ben Koidmin Labas. Any enakel of the son is going to come before the daughter. Meaning, if this son is not alive, but he has a great-grandson that's alive, that great-grandson, or by the way, even a great-granddaughter is going to come before the daughter. Bas koidemes lachin. The daughter comes before the brothers. Yoytze yerecha shal bas koidem lachin. Not just her, but all her yoytze yerecha are going to come before them as well. Achin koidmin la'achiyav. The brothers come before the father's brothers. Yoytze yerechon shal achin koidmin la'achiyav. And the yoytze yerecha of the brothers come before the Achayav. What's the reason that the Achin come before the Achayav? Because really, the Av himself comes before the Achayav. If there's no Av, then Yoytze Chalotzov are the ones that Yarshin, and the Achin of the Mace are by definition the Yoytze Yerechai of the Av. Zehaklal, this is the rule, Kol HaKoidim Benachla, Yoytze Yerechai Koidmin, any person that has a Kedima in the Nachla, so his Yoytze Yerechai have a Kedima as well, Veha'av Koidim L'chol Yoytze Yerechai, and the father comes before his Yoytze Yerechai, meaning the father is always going to want be the one to Yarshin before his children, meaning the Av comes before the brothers. By the way, there is one time where that's not the case, where the Av does not come before Yoytze Yerecha. When is that? Yibum. The event that there's Yibum, so a man dies, leaves over no children by definition, because if there's a child, then there would not be a mitzvah of Yibum. So who's going to Yarsh in this state? Oh, the father's going to Yarsh in this state. Based on Yesh Leichlin, that's the way it should be. It's true, unless there's a Yibum. If the brother does Yibum, then there's a din b'hoya b'chayim. The Allah is the brother that does the Yibum, he ends up being the Yerush. Sok the Gemara, Tanu Rabban. It says in the Torah, Ben, it says, Ishkiyamas uvein ein loy vavartemas nachalasi labitoi. So what does it say? It says, if there's no son, then the daughter yarshes. Ein liyelo ben, ben aben, oy basa ben, oy ben basa ben minayin. How do you know that if a man died, he left over no son, but he left over a grandson, or even a great-grandson? How do you know that then still the halacha is that the grandchild is going to yarshin and they come before the daughter, Talmud Loimar? It says, Uvein Ein Loi, and then, and only then, Vartavas Nachlasi Lepitoi, and we darshin Ein Loi Ayanol, Bima Ayan, meaning try to investigate, do a due diligence, make sure that even if there's no son, there's no grandson, great, great, great grandson, you have to be ma'ayin. Now, what's the basis for this drasha of Ayan Olav? It's because it says Ein Aleph Yud Endanon, as opposed to Aleph and the Nun. And that Yud teaches me Ayin Olav. Now, is that a drasha? How else was it supposed to say Ein? It should have said it without a Yud. The answer is yes. There is a precedent for that. Me Ein Yevami, right? You do find places where the Torah will say Ein without the Yud. And it's for that reason, anytime there's a Yud, there's a drasha, and the drasha over here is Ayin Olav. And the truth is, a lot of halachas and shas that we learn from Aleph, Yud, and the Nun, that extra yod. One is in the sugyas of Yibum. We're there too. It says, Ki esh v'achem yachta, v'meis echel mehem uvein ein loy. So in the event that there's a ben ein loy, and the Torah says ein loy with a yod, that yod teaches me ayin olav. So if a man dies, he leaves over a grandchild, that's enough already to say that the halacha is that there's not going to be Yibum. Another place that this comes up is in Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Dalu Amud Aleph. So different places in Shas where the Gemara learns Greisa Halachis from Ayin Olav. One of them is here in the Seder HaNachlois. And what the Torah is saying is that Uven Ein Loi, Ayin Olav, then and only then does the Yerusha go over to the daughter. Thus, you see from here that Ben V'chol Yoytze Yerecha Yishol Ben. Be'as, Eim Yishol as relates to Bas, Eim Liel Abas, Bas Abas, Uy Ben Abas, Ubas HaBen. Habas minayin. How do you know that kol yoytzi reicha shal the bas is the same way? Talmud Loimar. It says there too. V'n ein loy bas with a yud ayin olav. Again, it's the same ayin olav. Ha keitzan. If that's the case, how then does Yerusha play itself out? Nachla min mashmeshes v'hoileches ad Ruvain. The Nachla goes all the way back. It traces itself all the way back to Ruvain. The Rashbam says that the background to this comment is that when the Torah says v'im ein loy achim, it says it again, v'im ein loy with an extra yud, which means ayin olav. And when it says again, v'im ein achim la'achiv, it says it again, a yud. So we learn from there that you're always going as far down as you can go, and you're also always going as far up as you can go. And it's for that reason, the nachla's mimash meshes. What does it mean, mimash meshes? It means like it searches, right? Searching? That's what mimash meshes means. It searches, it literally kriechs, and it's mimash mesh. Right, inami yefashfish. You have to be mamashfish, and you have to be mafashfish b'maisim. And in this case, you have to try to find who the next of kin is, who the closest yerush is, and it's going to go all the way until Reuven. And really, this is the basis to this idea that ein lecha adam b'yisrael she'ein lo yerush. And the reason is because up until Reuven, you're going to find the Yerush somewhere, right? And because you're going to find the Yerush somewhere, so let's say a man dies, he leaves over no son. Okay, then it's daughter. He leaves over no daughter, and there's no Yitzchak Halatzah. So there's a father. But let's say the father's not alive, and the father has no children. Well, the father had a father. Let's say the father is not alive, he had no children. Well, the father's somewhere up, you're going to make it somewhere. Up until Reuven, by the time you get to Reuven, or if you're from Shevet Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvon, whatever Shevet you're from, you're going to make it to a Zeda, because the Shevet is going to exist, and as a result, for sure, you're going to be able to find a relative, and that's why there's guarantee going to be a Yiddish. But the Gemara asks a technical question. Why does the Gemara say Nachlam and Mashmeshes for Hileches Ad Ruvain? Why only Ad Ruvain? Why not go even further back, right? Until Yaakov? Because Bederech Agav. But Derech Agav, the Gemara wants us to know that there's a Messiah. We have a tradition, the Loi Kala Shifta, that every Shevet of Klai Yisrael has to exist. At all points, there's a member of every Shevet. See, we know that Aseres HaShvatim, Alos, Sambatian, right? All the different. But at the end of the day, there's a Messiah, the Loi Kala Shifta, that somewhere in the world, there is a member of every single one of the Shvatim. And that's why, Bederech Agav, we said, Nachlam and Mashmeshes Vayilechas Ad Reuven. It can go all the way to Reuven. Obviously, if there was no member of Reuven, go to Yaakov, but that's not the point. The point is, it could go to Reuven, and it's based on this idea of Gemiri Deloi Kala Shifta. But either way, this is where it comes from, this inyan, that Ein Lecha Adam B'Yisrael She'Ein Lo Yairish. There's no such thing that you don't have a Yairish. It's based on understanding the basics of Yesh Noichlan. And it's based on understanding that a father Yarshins, right? It has nothing to do with children, because a person could not have children. But it's based on the idea that you for sure have a father, or a Zayda, or a great-great-grandfather, or a great-great-great-grandfather. For sure, you go somewhere up to, and all the Yoytzach HaLotzav of that Zayda at some point are a potential Yoytzach. And it's for that reason, Gemiri, it's inevitable, it's impossible that a person cannot have a Yoytzach. The Chassam Sofer, unbeknownst, wrote Hagoyis on the side of his Gemara. So the Chassam Sofer Shver Reb Kivega was more famous for it, the Gilyon HaShas. The Hagoyis of the Chassam Sofer on the side of the Vilna Shas are much less famous. But there are Hagoyis from the Chassam Sofer that you could find that were printed on the side of the Gemara. And on the side of this Gemara right here, Gemiri the like color shifter, the Chassam Sofer says, Ayin Bavakama Dav Kuf Tes Amid Aleph Rashi Dibra Maschel V'chiyesh L'cha Adnam B'Yisrael She'en Lo Goyala. So if you take a look at that Rashi, the context over there is discussing Gezel Ager. So we know there's a parish of Gezel Ager. A Ger is someone that cannot have Yarshim. And if a Ger dies and someone stole from him, you don't know who to return to it. So it's one of the Matnas Kahuna. You give the Gezel Ager to the Kayanim. Sugya and Perak HaGoyz Aleitz, and not the Sugya we're learning right now. So the Gemara in the Sugya of Gezel Ager says, V'chiyesh lecha Adam Yisrael she'in lo goyalim. Is it possible for there to be a person that has no Yairish? Right? And the answer is, yeah, the Ger. Says the Hilge Rashi, im ein loy ben, oy bas, oy ach. Even if this person doesn't have a son, doesn't have a daughter, doesn't have a brother, he's a primary kroivim. Obiyesh loy korev ad Yaakov Avinu, hakorev korev Yairish. Going back to Yaakov Avinu, for sure you're going to find a Yair, somebody. He doesn't have a cousin where he shares the same Zayda as Yaakov. So, says the Gemara, the way Rashi explains it, so the Chassam Sofer said, take a look at this Rashi. What did the Chassam Sofer want? He wanted that Rashi wasn't nizer l'chayra in the dikto kaloshin of the Gemara. The Gemara said, "Nachlam im mashmeshes v'ileches ad ruve." Now the Gemara asked the kasha, "V'leimad Yaakov amar Abaye k'mirud le'kala shifta." But Rashi over here, when he brought this inyan, he said ad Yaakov Avinu. Okay, it's true ad Yaakov Avinu. Rashi's not saying a full statement, but at the same time, if the lashon of the Gemara is nachlam im mashmeshes ad ruve, so why would Rashi b'lashonei hazav altered the lashon of the Gemara? Rashi's quoting our Gemara, essentially. But he's misquoting our Gemara. In fact, the Gemara asked the Kasha that why didn't the Gemara say it the way Rashi said it? And the Gemara gave a teretz. So why wasn't Rashi so nice? This is the Ha'ara from the Chassam Sofer. It feels like a Gilyan Hashas, right? You would expect Reb Kiveg and Gilyan Hashas to be saying this Rashi. That's exactly what the Chassam Sofer did in his Gilyan. But I'll tell you something interesting. In a Tshuva, and this is a Chayshe Mishpat Simin Kuf Chav Zayin, the Chassam Sofer asks it as a kasha, and then the Chassam Sofer says a teretz. He says a pshat and Rashi, kidarker b'kodesh. He says a charifos. He says all the Gemara said is that it's impossible gemiri d'leikol shifta. There always has to be a member of every single shevet. Okay, that means there could be one person of every. There has to be one human being alive of every individual shevet. In this case, where somebody stole from someone and he has to return it now to the person that he stole from, and that guy's not alive, and we're trying to figure out if he has a member of his shevet, maybe there's one person alive in his shevet, and you know that person is? It's him. It's the Gazlan Alein. And if it's the Gazlan Alein, then he has nobody to return it to, right? So the Rashi was saying that where's the Negeya situation where there's a sugya of Hashava, and we're trying to figure out who the Yairish is, and you're telling me there's no Yairish. So over there, you can't tell me Ad Ruvain, because Ad Ruvain, maybe there is taka nobody Ad Ruvain. I mirrored the like color shifter. You're right. This Gazlan and the Nigzo, they were the last two surviving members of Shevet Ruvain, and now that the Nigzel died, so Ruvain's the only guy, he would have no Yairish. So here you have to come on to Ayakim. He rather weaves it into the Pshad of the Gemara. He says it's a Chiddush in the Sugi of Gezel. Again, Rashi's not just saying the Melitza of Alma. Rashi's actually learning up the Gemara. That's already beyond the scope. The Iker is the Cha. And this was the Tzushtel of the Chassam Sofer, and a little bit of a Mahalach maybe in what's going on over here. Either way, says the Gemara. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, if somebody says that a daughter should yarshin together with the son's daughter, afilu nasi shebi Yisrael, even if the person that said this is a nasi shebi Yisrael, ain't shayna like we don't listen to him. She'einon ela maisa tzedukim. Because what he's trying to invoke is Maisa Tzedukim, and obviously if this is Maisa Tzedukim, we don't want to hear about this. This is obviously something that we want to stay away from. Now, what is the background to this Maisa Tzedukim? So the Gemara now is going to bring a brisa. But just first, the halacha that we're discussing over here. So we're talking about a man who died. He left over no sons. Left over a daughter. He had a son who had died, and that son has a daughter. So this person, just to keep it simple, has two relatives that really are in a position to yarshin. One is a daughter, and the other one is a granddaughter. His daughter is his biological daughter. His granddaughter is his son's daughter. Now, somebody asks you right now, a week into Yesh Neuchlin, who is the Yairish? Does the daughter get it or does the granddaughter get it? As much as it would seem to be a little counterintuitive, the granddaughter gets it, right? Why? Because the granddaughter is coming mikoyach her father, who's the son, and the halacha is ben koidem labas and kol yoytze yirecha shel haben. Is it a chiddush? Yeah, we mentioned in the Haktamat Yesh Neuchlin that the Rambam makes a big deal about this in the beginning of his Hilchis Nachlis. It's because the Gemara is going to make a big deal about it right now. But this is the halacha. So the halacha is that if a man dies, he leaves over a granddaughter through a son and a daughter. The granddaughter is going to Yashim. Stating that, as we're about to see, the tzedukim held not that way. And because the tzedukim held not that way, Amarav unamarav, kolo'oi metirish bas im bas haben, afilu nasi shebi Yisrael, ein shayin loy, she'ein anela mas the tzedukim. Now, it's kedai to speak out the top toisa on the Yomit, even before we start the Gemara. And that is, one second, we just gave a hakdom, we didn't even learn the Gemara yet. But we know, seemingly, it was machloikis between the chachamim and the tzedukim, what the halach should be. Sounds like the tzedukim holds not so pasha that the bas haben is going to be yoyrish before the vas. So what's the chiddush and why is this something that Rabbi Yehuda Amarav had to say, that if the Nasi Shev Yisrael would get up in Bismedrash one day, he would paskin like the Tzeduk in Ein Shayim Amlai. Yeah, obviously. What's the Shaila? Of course. Afilu Nasi Shev Yisrael Ein Shayim Amlai. Right, if the Nasi Shev Yisrael walks into Bismedrash and he says, whatever, we're not being gairus, this Sif Katan and Torah Shabbat Peh. Obviously, Ein Shayim Amlai. Why is this even a Chiddush? So Tosfos says, the Chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda Amarav was that even if a Nasi Shev Yisrael would want to be Mesakin Tzorech Shah, a Hayra Shah, where when it comes to Hayra Shah, there already it's a little bit different. So sometimes there's certain halachas and chedusha, befrat bedavid shabimamin, leveraging the power of Hefker Bez and Hefker. So you could have thought that maybe at the very least for Hayra Shah would be okay. That's Rabbi Huna Merav's chedesh. What he's saying is, Kala Omer, Tirej Bas, in Bas Aben, Afilu Nasi Shabiswali, in Shaymanoi, She'enei Lamas Tzedukim, being that this was something that was a vikuach between the Tzedukim and between the Chachamim, so it's for that reason this halacha is mamish muchrim. It's off limits, and even for Hayra Shah, this is not something that you'd be allowed to do. What's the background to this man? We learned the Braisa. Now, the Makar to this Braisa is actually from the Sefer Megillas Tainus. So, Megillas Tainus was a scroll, literally a Megillah, and in that scroll there were a whole bunch of dates of Yom Tovim, good things that had happened to the Yidden, and because of the good things that happened to the Yidden, it was days that Yidden weren't allowed to fast and there were no hespedim, right? Chanukah, for example, originated from the Megillas Tainus, right? The only yontif that we have today that's from the Megillas Tainus is the yontif of Chanukah. But regardless, once upon a time, there was a whole list of dates where there were very, very special days that were on the Jewish calendar, days you didn't say Tachlin, right? Come over. But either way, so this Braisa is from the Megillas Tainus, and it mentions one of those days. Okay, so what's this day? Barbav Esr Metevis on Chof Dalet Tevis. And if you see on your Gemara, some Gemaras anyways have a little Aleph there, it's not Chof Dalet Tevis, but rather Chof Dalet Av. In Megillas Tainus, this is Chof Dalet Av. Either way, whether it's Chof Dalet Av or Chof Dalet Tevis, this is what happened. Tivna Ledinina. What happened was the din was returned to the Chacham. What's the background? Shalit Tzedukim Bayim. Tzedukim used to say, Tiresh Habas in Bas Haben. That in the event that a man dies and he leaves over a daughter and also a granddaughter through his son, so the halacha is that the daughter and the son's daughter, they yarshin together. That was the sheet of the Tzedukim. Nitpalem Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai. So Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai once engaged them. Amalam, he told them, Shaitim, fools, minayim zelochem. How do you know this? Meaning, what's the basis for this? And there was no one who was able to respond to Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai, with the exception of one old man. He started spewing something. And he told him as follows. He made a kavachim. He said, Ma bas benoi, haba mikoyach benoi, tirashenu. He said, Madach, the son's daughter, whose schus to Yarshin is not a direct schus, it's through the son. What's the halacha? That daughter Yarshin's. Bita haba mikoychai. The biological daughter who has a direct line to the person that died, like Kolshkein, certainly should be able to Yashin. So there was a Zokin Echad and told Rabbi Yechim and Zaki, I don't understand. You believe in the Yud Gimel Midos, Sha'atayr Nidrashas, right? That's Teresh Shabbat Peh 101. This is what you believe in. You Prushim Chachamim, right? This is a basic Kalvachimer. It's so obvious what's going on over here. The Bas Haben Schus Tiyarshin is not directly from the mace, it's Darach the Ben. The Bas Schus Tiyarshin is direct. So Madach the Bas Haben is going to get, so certainly the Bas should be able to get as well. And if it's for that reason, they both end up getting, meaning he wasn't denying that the Bas Haben should Yarshin. That wasn't his point. But the point is that they should Yarshin Sezamin, and he had this Kal V'Chaymer. Either way, it's Rabbi Yechim Zakkai. Here's the Kal V'Chaymer. So this was his response to the Kal V'Chaymer. Kora, all of us, Amikra Azeh. He responded to him with a pasuk in the Torah, right? So he's going to beat them at their own game. He's going to play the Torah Shabiksav game. So he pulls out a pasuk in the Torah. The end of Parshas by Yishlach. The pasuk says, Eilu b'nei seir ha-chayri, yoishvei ha-aretz, loiton v'shoival, v'tzivoin v'an. So the pasuk is talking about a man named Seir ha-chayri, and he had sons. Who were his sons? Loiton, shoival, tzivoin, and an. Sounds like he had four sons. Okay, v'ksiv, and there's another pasuk, it's a few psukim later in the same parasha, that says, Ve'eilu b'nei tzivoin. The following were the sons of Tzivoin. The Aya, the Ana, were the sons of Tzivoin. What was his kasha? His kasha was, I understand, is Ana the son of Seir HaChayri, or is Anna the son of Tzibah? Right, you got to be a little bit more careful there. Eilu bnei Seir Achayri, Yoichvei Haaretz. Seir Achayri has four sons: Loitan, Shoival, Tzivain, and An. And then we talk about Tzivain, who's one of Seir Achayri's sons. He has two sons. His sons are Ve'aya, Ve'ana. Right, those are his sons. By the way, Rashi mutches in Chumash, Ve'eilu bnei Tzivain, Ve'aya, Ve'ana. It's grammatically incorrect. If you look at the Pshutei Shal Mikra, Parshanim, Alatayra, I don't remember if it's the Rashbam or the Eben Ezra, it could be it's both. I think the Rashbam says, I don't know what the Kash is, his name was Ve'aya. Ve'eilu bnei Tzivain, Ve'aya. Rashi's mutching, Ve'aya, what's the Vav doing over there? No, that was his name. His name was Ve'aya. Right? But the bottom line is, so Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai said, I understand, is Anna the son of Seir Achayri, or is he the son of Tzivoin? Or B'milam Achayrim, is Anna Tzivoin's son, or is Anna Tzivoin's brother? Right? Seir Achayri has Loitan Shoival Tzivoin and Anna, which would imply that Tzivoin and Anna are brothers, but Tzivoin has a son, Anna, which would imply that Anna and Tzivoin are not brothers, but rather their father and son. Said Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai, El, it's Pashit, right? You, Tzaduki, you know how to learn a Pasik. It's so obvious what's going on over here. Elam Alamit Shabbat Tzivoin Al Imoi, Vahayud Anna. What must have happened over here is that they're both true. Tzivoin and Anna are brothers, and Tzivoin and Anna are also father and son. So how could they be brothers and father and sons? Again, this is Yevamos 101. How's this even possible? Oh, it's very simple. What happened was Tzivoin was Ba'al Imoy Ve'hoilid Anna. Tzivoin is Anna's father. Okay, that's why they're father and son, right? He was Moilid Anna. But at the same time, they're brother and sister because they have the same mother. How do they have the same mother? Because Tzivoin was born on his own mother and gave birth to Anna. So they're father and son, and they're also brothers. Okay, what does this have to do with being a Yishuv to the Tzaduki's Tainus? Again, you need a lot of Teresh Shabbat here, and the Rashbam gives us the Teresh Shabbat. So the rest of the story is as follows. If really, Anna is Tzivoin's son, that means he's not Seir HaChayri's son. If he's not Seir HaChayri's son, so why does the pasuk say Eilu b'nei Seir HaChayri Yoishvei Haaretz Loitan v'Shoival v'Tzivoin v'Ana? He's not his son, he's his grandson. He's his grandson. He's not a son. Oh, you know why the pasuk says that? Because the pasuk's trying to tell me that even though he's his grandson, but as it relates to Yerusha, we're going to treat him like a son. So you see that a grandson is mamish a son when it comes to Yerusha. Now, who said anything about Yerusha? So Rashbam explains this as well. Because the pasuk says, Eilu b'nei Seir HaChayri, Yoishvei Haaretz. What does it mean they were Yoishvei Haaretz? They Yarshin. They were Noichlin. They Yarshin the land. So in the pasuk that talks about Yoishvei Haaretz, it says that Loitan, Shoival, Tzivoin, and Anna, all Yarshin. Now, just one thing. Why would Anna and Tzivoin Yarshin? Anna has a schus to Yarshin because he's a grandson. Okay, but only if his father's not alive. Who's his father, if you're holding Cheshbon? Tzivoin. But it sounds like he's Yarshin side by side with Tzivoin. So Rashbam says, oh, you have to say Tzivoin died. Tzivoin Taka was not alive. So why are you mentioning Tzivoin? Because Tzivoin is like the schus. He has the schus to Yarshin, but ultimately Anna is the one that's taking on his schus. But said Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai to the Tzaduki, read the psukim. You see in the psukim that what? You see in the psukim that the grandson is a regular yarsh. And just to appreciate this a little bit more, from the fact that the pasuk is mentioning Anna as a yarsh, so you say, Meres, we look at Tzivoin if he's alive. And therefore, it's like a direct Yerusha. That's the point. And if it's a direct Yerusha, then in the context of there being a Bas versus a Bas HaBen, Avifel, we're going to look at the Ben as being a Yerush. So if that's the case, the Bas HaBen should come before the Bas. Meaning the Zokin Echetz Tainik, I don't understand how the Bas HaBen should come before the Bas. That's if you're saying that the Bas HaBen is coming between his granddaughter, the Bas is coming between his daughter. Itaka doesn't make any sense. But if the Bas HaBen is coming between his son, why? Because she's just getting the schus of the son. Oh, the son comes before the daughter. That is not going to be a kasha. From the way the Torah mentions Anna as being a Yerush of Seir HaChayri, and it sounds like Eile B'nei Seir HaChayri, so it's and Fakir, the pasuk mentions Tzivoin and then Anna. So Anna's getting Tzivoin's chelik. So you see that the way the Enokol Yarshins is that he takes the chelik of the son, but it's working the Torah Yerusha Saben. So if it's working the Torah Yerusha Saben, and Ben comes before the Bas, so Memela Ben can come before the Bas. But the Gemara says that, Number one, what's this curse of kasha over here? Rabbi Yechavin Zaka, he said a shtickle Torah for the ages, right? And he based it on a stira. Is Anna Seira Chayrisan or is Anna Tzivainsan? Maybe there were two people. Maybe this is like a family name. In this family, they named their kids Anna. So why is this Bechlala a stira? Amar Rabbis, I'm going to say something to you. Amr Shvar Malka. That even Shvar Malka didn't say. Umana, who is Shvar Malka? Shmuel. Now, Shvar Malka, by the way, was the Persian king. But Shmuel sometimes was nicknamed the Persian king. The reason is because he was melech. He was king when it came to all things chayshem mishpat. Some say, Amr Apapa, Apapa is the one who said it. And he said, Amina Milstoli Amr Shvar Malka. I'm going to say something that Shvar Malka didn't say. Umanai, who is Shvar Malka? Rabba. Some have the Gersa Rava. Either way, what's this teretz? Meaning, had Rabbi Yechem Zaka, I know that these two Anas were the same person. Amar Krabba, because it says in the Pasuk, when it mentions the second Anna, who Anna? The Elo B'nei Tzivayin V'aya, V'ana. Hu Anna. What does Hu Anna mean? Hu Anna the Meikara. It's the same Anna the Meikara. So it's the same person. But either way, so Rabbi Yechem Zaka, I told him, I have a raya from this pasuk. Amalei. So this Zokin was no fool. He told him, even though Rabbi Yechem Zaka initially refers to him as Shoytim, Abulamaisa, he had a little bit of game. So he tells him, Rebbe, Bekach Ata Poitrani. He said, this is the way you're being Mavatomi. What was the Taina? What was the Taina? So Rashbam says, he had a little bit of a lambda shataina. Look at the last Rashbam on the Yamad. Bitmiya. Halaygam ani moide lecha. I'm moide to you. The ben haben yoyrish haziknoi v'afilu b'makam bas. I'd rather agree with you that if a man dies and he leaves over a son's son, not a son, but a son's son, and a daughter, the son's son is going to come before the daughter. But I don't agree with you as it relates to the son's daughter. So the Zokin Echad, you have to learn up the Tzedukim here. But the Zokin Echad is tiny. I think there's a chilek between a son's son and a son's daughter. So you're proving to me that Anna is a Yairish. But Anna is Sivoin's son. So from the Seirach perspective, he's the son's son. But at the same time, it's not muchach that the daughter's son would be the same way. Maybe the son's son, yeah? But the son's daughter, not the daughter's son. The son's daughter, maybe not. Either way, Amalei's Rabbi Yechem and Zakeh, when he heard that, he told him, Shaita, v'loitehe, Torah Shlema Shalonu, Kesicha B'teilo Shalochem. And the way the Rashbam explains, he's not responding to this taina. Meaning maskin. And in fact, Rabbi Yechem Zaka told the Tzeduki was a dichoy ba'alma, and it wasn't real. And I guess Rabbi Yechem Zaka was hoping that the Tzeduki would say, sounds good, not follow the cheshma with all these Rashbams, and move on to the next topic. But Lamaisa, he was going up against a Zakin that Rabbi Yechem Zaka held was a shaita, but at the same time, somewhat holding his ground. And he chaffed that, no, there's a very obvious distinction. And he told him, I'll be honest with you, I wasn't really saying any Dvarim Shaltam. Now, just to be clear, if it wasn't Dvarim Shaltam, then why did he say it? So the Rashbam says, the reason is, the because it's also to be megala tamei Torah to an apikaris. Could be this is an oimik, by the way, and dam mashatosh of apikaris. Meaning, it's not enough that you have a good answer. You have to know what you're allowed to say, what you're not allowed to say. Right, dam mashatoshiv and dam mashaloi toshiv. See, it's not so posh when you're handling with an apikaris. But the bottom line is also legalo islam tamei Torah. It's not something you're allowed. You can't just show them all your cards. You can show them a little bit, and that's what Rabbi Yechem Zaka tried being doichin. Abul Maisa wasn't working. So then he said, okay, no, if that's the case, we have to go back to the table with this shoita, and now we have to tell him the real teretz. So he told him that you're coming to me with what? With a kal v'chaymer. He says, I have a pirch on your kal v'chaymer. Malabas benoi, sheken yofa, koicha, b'mokoim achim. Bas benoi has a yofa koicha b'mokoim achim. What does that mean? That means that in the event that a man dies, and he leaves over sons, and one of his sons that he had previously already died, and that son had daughters. So the halacha is that the granddaughter is going to yarshin together with the sons that are alive. And by the way, the makar to this is tzlafchad, and it's really coming up in the next few dafin that we're going to learn. But the bottom line is that that's a halacha, that if a man dies, let's say he had four sons, and one of his sons died and has a daughter, when he himself dies, the three sons yarshin, and the granddaughter also yarshin. They yarshin the chelik of their father. That means the bas haben yarshins together with Achi Yofet, together with the brothers. So Malabas Benoishe Ken Yofet Koicha B'Makam Achet. As opposed to if a man dies, he leaves over sons and a daughter, that daughter doesn't yarshin together with her brothers. So the bas haben yarshins together with her father's brothers, but the bas does not yarshin together with her own brothers. So to a degree, the bas haben actually has a better koyach to be yarish than does the bas. And that was the dichoy to the kal v'chomer for oisei ayoymen on that day of su yontif. They made that day into a yontif. They were so excited that they were able to overthrow the tzedukim on that day, that they literally made that day into a yontif. And what was the nekuda that they overthrew? They were arguing a specific point with regards to a bas haben yarshinim b'makam habas, and there was this vikuach, and ultimately the Reichem and Zakkai didn't come easy. There was a little bit of a struggle, but he was able to overcome, and as a result, they literally made Chav Dalet Tevis, or Yeshayim Chav Dalet Av, they made into a yontif. One postscript to this, Vayoymru, Yerushas Pleita Levinyamin, V'layimach Hashevin Yisrael. So the context to this is the story of Pelegesh Begiva. And we know that at the end of the story of Pelegesh Begiva, so earlier in the week, we had the story of Pesel Micha, and here you have the story of the Pelegesh Begiva. It's all in the middle of Sefer Shoiftim. But at the end of the Pelegesh Begiva, huge chelik of Shevet Binyamin gets wiped out. Almost the entire Shevet gets wiped out, literally. And there were hundreds of surviving members. That's how bad the massacre was. And what happened was, the Bnei Binyamin came with a taina. Came with a valid taina. The taina was, they were afraid, what happens if somebody dies? And now, there's going to be a Yerusha situation, and the Yerush is going to end up being a daughter. If the Yerush is going to end up being a daughter, and then she's going to marry out of the Shevet, her husband or her sons are going to Yarshin, they're going to get a huge parcel of land. Now, the truth is, this is always something that can be a little bit of a concern. Psukim in the Torah that addresses. Now, those Psukim in the Torah, we know, were only Hirasha. They were only meant for that generation. But at this point, those halachas weren't Negei anymore. But at the same time, this was a unique situation. It was an aberration. Why? Because if you take the whole Shevet Binyamin and you divide it amongst, I think it was 600 people, right? So each person is sitting on acres of lands. Every single man is a puritz, right? He literally owns estates, and it's unbelievable what this man has. And if that's the case, he dies, his daughter Yarshins, and then she marries out. You just lost literally a huge chunk of Shevet Binyamin, now belongs to Shevet Naphtali, right? So you're going to end up having a problem. So they came with a taina. They were a little bit worried, like, what should we do? And the Shvatim got together, the Bezdin, and Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, the Meir of Ami, Malami, this is how they came out. Shehisnu al Shevet Binyamin shloi tirish bas haben in Aachen. They made a takana that even though usually the bas haben could yarshin together with the achim, right? We just mentioned that halacha. That was the pircha on the tzedukis kal v'chomer, and they know that law. So if a man dies and he taka had four sons and three of them are alive, one is not alive, but that one son that's not alive has a daughter. So ordinarily that daughter would yarshin together with the sons. In this case, not because we're afraid that the nachla is going to go over. Now the Rashbam is medayik that it sounds like the only takana they made was shelo tirish bas haben im achim. Doesn't sound like they knocked out Yerush Sabas. It was that one nekud of Yerush Sabas. And the Rashbam says that it's muchach, that that's the way it is. And you have to say that they didn't want to be oika Yerush Sabas legamri. And what they did was, is they said that in the event that you're going to have a straightforward Yerush Sabas, like a man dies, had no sons, all he had was a daughter, she'll have to be careful. She will not marry outside of her shevet. And like this, you won't have a problem. So they abolished some of Yerush Sabas, but they didn't abolish all of Yerusha Sabas. They left the Yerusha Sabas for those unique situations. So before we go weiter, and we end with Reit, just one observation, right? So we just had here a whole Kuf Tes Vav on the base, a little bit of drama, that talks about how the Prushim and the Tzedukim seem to have seen the laws of Nachlois very, very differently. Ad Kedei Kach, that there was this major tension that resulted in a yontif of Megillus Tainus. They literally had to have this big nitzuach where Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai, the Nasi, the God of Adar, he has to take on, was he a Nasi? It's questionable, by the way. But he has to take on the Tzedukim and to have this great vikuach with them to try to win back the Seder Nachlas. And the truth is, I think it's a very befitting knetch to what we've been mentioning, inside the shiur from this machzer, inside the shiur from last machzer, throughout the beginning of Yesh Noichlin. And that is that the Teresh of the Ksav and the Teresh of Alpev, the Seder Nachlas, don't talk to each other so much. And really, there's a tremendous disconnect between the two parashias. And it would clearly lend itself to, if there's this sect of quote-unquote Jews who don't believe in the Torah Shebaal Peh, and they have their own mahalach of how they go about things, well, yeah, it's going to really play itself out as it relates to the Seder Nachas. And you see it did. Ad kidei kach, that there's a yontif that's on the calendar of Megillas Tainis that relates to this. I think it also gives us a little bit of a better appreciation for the Gemara on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. So the Gemara but it was discussing whether when a mother dies and leaves over a son and a daughter, do you have the same Seder Nachlis that the Ben comes before the Bas that you do when a father dies, or do you not have it, right? So ordinarily, if a father dies, so the son comes before the daughter, what about if a mother dies? It was Machloikis Reb Zechariah ben Akatzav and the Chachamim. And if you remember, we made a big deal about this when we learned the Gemara. So the Gemara over there said, I'll just read a few lines. Rav Nitai Sova Lemevet Uvdik Reb Zechariah ben Akatzav. Rav Nitai wanted to go like Reb Zechariah ben Akatzav, that when a mother dies, there's no kedima to the son over the daughter. Amalei Shmuel, Keman Kezchariah of a Schaya, right? Schaya is nothing. Rav Tavla of a Dov the Rav Schaya ben Akatzav. Tavla once did learn Rav Schaya ben Akatzav. So Rav Nachman called him out. He said, "Maihi." So he told him, "What do you mean, Rav Chinner Bashlam? You said in the name of Rav that Talach is like Rav Schaya ben Akatzav." Amalei, he told him, "Be Chayzer, and if not, I'm going to take Rav Chinner Bashlam and Mafit Nolach Me Unyech. I'm going to rip him out of your ear." Whoa, what does that mean? The Rashbam said, I'm going to put you in Chayim. That's what it means. The Gemara said, Rav Huna Bar Chiya wanted to do once like Rav Schaya ben Akatzav. Nachman said, what's going on over here? He said, what do you mean? I heard it from Rav Huna. He said, really? Should we go ask Rav Huna? If that's what he said. He said, no, don't ask Rav Huna. He started getting embarrassed. So there was a lot of disproportionate drama associated. I think this is the rest of the story. And the rest of the story is that there's a big tension between the Chachamim and between the Tzedukim as it relates to Seder Nachas. Befrat, Rav Schaya ben Akatzav was coming, Mikoyach Daya, love him, which is something that is from the Midrash HaTorah and the Drash HaSpam. Just like this Tzeduki was coming Mikayach what? He was coming Mikayach HaKal V'Chomer. So you're going to start going Keneged the Mesoyer, and you're going to pull out a Dayoy, and you're going to pull out a Kal V'Chomer. This is already Maisen Tzedukim. Valzen Nema Lohoitzi Milibin Shal Tzedukim. And I think that drama very much is Matim with this Inyan of Lohoitzi Milibin Shal Tzedukim. Right, just to bring it out, we've spoken about this in the past. Not for now, of course, but there's so many things that you find in Chazal. The Chazal made such a big deal about, and really it's rooted in Lohoitzi Milibin Shal Tzedukim. One of them was just Dover B'itay Matay. We're recording this daf Mimachos Yom Kippurim, but really it's the second day Sukkot is that. But for sure, if you're holding mit with the live chabura, so this is very Dover B'itay Matay. Right? Chazal say Kol Oichel B'Chi U'Masana Basiri Malo Alav Akasav Kilo Masana Chi Basir. And we mentioned many times from the Shibalei Aleket that the Shibalei Aleket said, why is it such a big deal to eat on Erev Yom Kippur? So the Chassam Sofer brings from the Shlach Kodesh who said a Dover Nifla. He said because really Benisim Pesav Shesaychem means Side the Guf has to be Be'inoy and Side the Nefesh has to be Be'inoy. How you ma'ana the guf? By depriving it, by not indulging. How you ma'ana the neshama? By indulging. So he said, on Yom Kippur, we deprive the guf. And that's why you have the Chamisha Inuyim, with the exception of Chush Areach. Why? Because that's a chush, that's a hana that the neshama has, right? What's the makar that you make a birchas areich koil on his neshama the halal ka? But on erev yom kippur we deprive the neshama. How do you deprive the neshama? By threshing, and that's called oichel b'chi. Umesana basiri ma'al all of our kasa of kilu esana chi basiri zochtech samsoiv b'shem the shloah kodesh on chi this inoy had neshama and on asir this inoy aguf. But the shmolei like I said a different shot. He said you want to know because if you look in the Torah says it sounds like from the Torah v'nisim esnaf shoyseichem betishol achodesh veit gemara betishol. I thought it up kolaycha b'chi, but the pshutei shomikra sounds like supposed to fast on the ninth day of Tishrei, and the Tzedukim Taka used to fast on the ninth day of Tishrei, and because they used to fast on the ninth day of Tishrei, so Lahoitzim Milibin Shal Tzedukim, you know, Chazal said that not only can you not fast, but you're supposed to eat. Now that you eat, if you eat, it's as if you fast. And Kol Oichel B'Chi U'Masana Basiri Mal Olav Akasov Kilu Masana Chi Basiri. The point is that because it was Lahoitzim, so there's so many times that you right Shlomo Akayim in Vilna who brings the Messiah from the Vilna Goyim that the reason Oynas Talmud Chacham is me Erev Shabbos. Milel Shabbos, but Chazal said, "May Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos." What's the reason? So he said, "Shame the guy that the guy said because the Eben Ezra brings in the name of a Karoy in his Pirush Al Torah. It says Becharish Bakatzer Tishbois. That it means that there's an Issa Tashmish on Shabbos. That's what it's referring to. So Lahoitzim Milibin Shal Tzadikim Oynas Talmud Chacham became May Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. That's for Shomru Bnei Yisrael Shabbos Rosh Hatevis Bia like Rabbi Akiva brings in the Siddur. That's where it comes from. It comes from that Indian. The Kohen Rabbis. You find so many Inyanim as it relates to this Indian. So the
parish of Nachlois that I'm going to pull Rav Chinin and Rav Shlumya out of your ear and let's go ask Rav Huna, let's go to Zama, let's hear Rav Huna's Taka Maskim. This drama comes to life, I think, based on this Gemara right here on Dav Kuf Tez Vav on the base. But that's not the Red. As it relates to Red, just one in Yonah D'Yoyma, Dover Be'itay Matay. Everyone knows the Ramah in Hilchas Sukkah, in Siman Tov Reish Lamed Tes, it's in Siv Zayin, says that in the event that it's raining on Sukkos, so you're a mitzta'er and you're potim in a sukkah. Let's say you want to action Zechos and you want to stay in the sukkah despite the fact that it's raining. Says the Ramah, Kol ha-potim in a sukkah, ve'ene yoytze misham, ene mekabel olav schar. If you're potter from the mitzvah of sukkah, but you say that even though I know I'm not obligated to sit in the sukkah, I want to sit there anyways, you should know you're not going to get schar for sitting in the sukkah. Ve'enon elo hedyoytos, and you should know what you're doing is a maisa hedit. And the makar to this Ramah is a Yerushalmi. Stating that, everyone knows that it was the minig of many, many tzaddikim, the frat, the greiser rebbes, where they would stay in the sukkah, even when it was raining. Either Ramah said it's a Maisa Hegid, so they said it's Kedai to be called a Hegid by the Ramah, it's really Yerushalmi, but at the same time be able to sit in a sukkah, a different nosach. I'm more bitzar by leaving the sukkah and not being able to sit in the sukkah than sitting in the sukkah and it's pouring on top of my Regen Shtramel. And it's for that reason these rabbis, they refused to leave the sukkah even though it was raining. But the emes is that if you think about it, it's really a pella, because the Ramah, number one, says that you're nikra hedid, and it comes from a Yerushalmi. And if it comes from a Yerushalmi, l'chayra. I mean, these are all nice svaras, but at the end of the day, ein chachma ve'ein etzav ein tfulin l'neged Hashem. Can't come with chachmas l'neged Hashem. If Chazal say that you're nikra hedid, and you're in a mekabel schar, and it's the wrong thing to do, so then it's the wrong thing to do. But it's even more shver than that. Because the Mishnah in Masechta Sukkah, Daf Chof Ches Amud Beis, says that mashal, Chazal gave a mashal to explain what it means that you're sitting in the sukkah and it starts raining. An eved came to be moizik kois lefnei rabbi. Right? There was a rabbi, a master, and he asked his eved, can you please pour me a cup? And he went and he poured him a cup. V'shafach loikite in alpanim. And then the rabbi took this cup of whatever it was and he poured it on the eved. Could you imagine? Could you imagine if that Eved would then go and he would say, no, I want you to take it anyways, right? He'd be in big trouble. Chazal explained what it means when it rains on Sukkot with a mashal. The mashal is that you're coming to serve Hashem ki'ilu, you ke'eved shabal limzoi kois lefnei rabbi, and rabbi goes, and he shofach kita in alpanov. That's a chutzpah gedoyla. That's not something you're allowed to do. And if that's the case, then l'chayra, what's posh pshad in the chassidim and the anshei maisa? It's kineged Ramah, it's kineged Yerushalmi, and if you appreciate the mashal of this Mishnah here in Sukkah Chav Ches on the days, it definitely violates the spirit of what seems to be going on in the Olamos. Posh pshad in this minig is Einoi Omer Ela Dershuni. So this is something that we've spoken about in the past. But the Imbeis Medrash B'lei Chiddush, and this is Dover B'itay Matov, not only because it's Sukkos, but also because we're learning Perikei Shnoichle, and Mamish ties in to what it is that's going on here. And that is as follows. So the parasha of Nachlis was brought to us by the Benoist Slavchad. So who is Slavchad? So we know a little bit about the Benoist Slavchad. But what about Slavchad himself? Who is Slavchad? So the truth is, it's coming up in the Gemaras. But there's a Gemara in Masech the Shabbos that Tzadik Vav Amid Beis. The Gemara brings a Braisa. It was a big Machloikis Tanam who exactly Tzlafchad was. Tanu Rabbanan. Mekoishesh Zet Tzlafchad. So we're familiar with the Mekoishesh. He was someone that was Mechal Shabbos in the Midbar and he was given Mises Bezer. Who was the Mekoishesh? He was Tzlafchad. V'chenu Oymer V'ayu B'nei Yisroel B'Midbar V'ayimtsu Ish. Ulahalonu Oimer Avinu Meis Ba Midbar. Ma Lahalon Slavchad Avkan Slavchad Divri Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva said, you want to know who Slavchad was? Slavchad was none other than the Mekoshe Sheitz. I'm the Rabbi Ben Meseira. So Rabbi Ben Meseira told Rabbi Akiva, Benkach Ubenkach Ata Asalit Nesadin, Mamon of Shach. Whether you're right or wrong, you're Asalit Nesadin.
Every time you see those words, benkachu benkach. But he told him, benkachu benkach ata aslita nesadim. Im kidvarecho, if what you're saying is true, that slofchot was the mekosh sheitzim, hatayra kisasai. The Torah obviously didn't want to reveal it. Va'ata megala oisai. You're a hoylech rocha megala side. You have no right revealing something that the Torah chose. The Torah could have easily said, vahi ish, ushmait slofchot, and he was a mekosh sheitzim. The Torah obviously didn't want to tell us who he was. So if the Torah didn't want to tell us who he was, how you talking, you have a right to go ahead and do it. The im laugh. Oh, and by the way, if you're wrong and the Mekosh Jaitzim is really not Slavchot, Ata Moitzi Laz Aloitzi Tzadik, that you're taking this Tzadik Slavchot and you're being Moitzi Laz. So, Mamash, if you're right, you're Hoylech Rochel Megal Asoy. And if you're wrong, then it's Mamish, you're being Moitzi Shemra Aloitzi Tzadik. What do you do with the Gzeira Shava? Rabbi Yudah Maseir said, I'm not misspelled from the Gzeira Shava. Tomorrow says, okay, so you, Rabbi Yudah Maseir, hold that Slavchot wasn't the Mekosh Jaitzim. So, who was he? I don't know. Could have been just a very chashev or even regular good citizen of the Dardea. But Rabbi Yudah Maseir said, no. Miveyapilu hava. He was one of the Mapilim. You want to know who Tzlafchad was? Tzlafchad was one of the Mapilim. So who were the Mapilim? Who were the Mapilim? So the Mapilim is a parish in the Torah, sort of tucked away in Parsha Shlach. So after the whole story with the Meraglim, and the Yidden are told that they're not going to be able to go into Eretz Yisrael, and the Geferliche Gzeira that comes about as a result of it. So the Pasuk says, Vayidaber Moshe es advar mo'ela el kol b'nei Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu, he presents all of what was going to go down to the b'nei Yisrael. Vayis'ablu ha'amoed. And the nation, they were mamish, they were ba'avelos. Vayashkimu ba'boiker. But there were a group of people that woke up very early the next morning. Vayalu al Rosh HaLemar. And they ascended the top of the mountain. And they said, Hinenu va'olino al amokit masha amra Hashem kichatonu. We are going to go into Eretz Yisrael. We realized we sinned. We realized that when we cried on that night, it was a terrible thing to do. And as a result, we are going to now make right of the wrong that we did, and we want to go into Eretz. So Moshe said, you're making a big mistake. Hashem said, you can't go. Not just that, you realize you are going to get absolutely destroyed. You're not going to have any atzlocha. I'll tell you, I'm telling you, making a fatal mistake. The Amaleki and the Knani that you were worried about, right? They're there. The only reason you weren't going to have to worry about them is because Hashem was going to protect you. They're there. You're going to be destroyed. Vayapilu. But these chevra were vayapilu. What does vayapilu mean? Rashi says, Miloshim chosek. They went forward. They didn't care. They fifed on. It's unbelievable. Lalois el roshah. And they went to the top of the mountain. V'aroin b'r Hashem u'moish le'mosh mekerav ha'machah. But as Moshe Rabbeinu promised, the Orin and the Moshe Rabbeinu, they didn't move. Vayered ha'maliki v'aknani ha'yosha b'horahu. And the Maliki and the Knani saw, as Moshe Rabbeinu prophesied was going to happen, vayakum, vayaksum adacharma, and they hit them, and they killed them adacharma, and it was a terrible, terrible slaughter of these Jews. So who was the vayapilu? Who was the Vayapilu? It was these Chevra that decided the morning after the Vayifka Balailahu, they said, we are going to go into Eretz Yisrael. And even though Hashem said, don't go, and even though Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, V'hiloi Sitzach, that we're not going to be Matzliach, Afilu Hachi, we're going to do it. And Lameisa, as Moshe Rabbeinu had promised, they ended up getting slaughtered. So says Rabbi Yudah Ben Maseir, you want to know what Slavchad was? Slavchad is not the Mekosh Sheitzim. Slavchad is one of the Mapil. Freitach Sam Sofer. And I saw that in the Brisket Shiurim, I saw this in the Shiurim for a Meir Soloveitchik. He asked this kasha as well. He says, I don't understand. You read the Pesukim in the Torah, what the Mapilim did was wrong, right? It was terribly wrong. I mean, they literally got Matan Schar Betzida. They were slaughtered. They were butchered to death. Rachman Olatzon. There was a pogrom of all these Mapilim. That means the Mapilim were Rishon. That's the case. What did Rabbi Yudah Maseir tell Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva says, you want to know who the Mekoshesh was? Mekoshesh at Slavchot. Akiva, he told him, "Beikachu beikach ata osel liten esadin in kidvarecho. If you're right, ata irikisle v'ata megalo oisod. Veim lav, and if you're wrong, ata moitzi laza loitzet tzadik. You're being moitzi laza oisod tzadik. Freitach sam soifer. So what do you hold, Rabbi Yudah Ben Maseir? that he's from the Mapilim. If he's from the Mapilim, he's vaita, not a tzaddik. So what do you mean? At the Moitzi Laza Loitzi, I saw a Meir Alevi ask this kasha. At the Moitzi Laza Loitzi tzaddik, as nitkemen a tzaddik, Mamanov Shach, he's a Rosh. Good, you're being Moitzi Laz, you're saying he's the Makoshish, when he really wasn't the Makoshish. Oh, but tzaddik? How could you say at the Moitzi Laza Loitzi tzaddik? So the Heilig Chassam Sofer said, it's Muchach in this Gemara, that Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira held, that Slavchad as being a member of the Mapilim was really a tzaddik. But how can he be a tzaddik? Read the psukim. He's for sure not a tzaddik. Said the Chassam Sofer, it's because the Mapilim, ubetoichon tzlafchad, when they went to the top of the mountain, and they said, chotonu l'Hashem, we realized that we sinned, and we should have had emuna, we should have had faith, and we're going to go now, and we're going to do tshuva. They were doing tshuva. That's exactly what they were doing. And he said, this was tshuva samishkol. It was tshuva ba'oysam mokim mamish. That mountain that they said we're afraid of, we're not afraid. And the Amaleki and the Knani that we said, that Benegev, that Bahar, all of a sudden now we're not afraid. That's the ultimate tshuva samishkol. We're going to go ahead and we're going to fight fun. They did tshuva. And because they did tshuva, even though it's true what they did was a maaser ishes, but it was a maaser of tshuva. And because it was a maaser of tshuva, therefore, they end up being tzaddikim. Hashem told him not to go. So if Hashem told him not to go, it's very nice you decided that you want to do tshuva. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? In fact, if you read the Pesukim, the Pasuk says that no, you can't do it. He says, you're going now ki'ilu to do tshuva? It's too late. You were shafte me'achri Hashem. Hashem's not going to be with you. So the Chassam Sofer says, because everyone knows Chazal say, kol masha oim lecha ba'al abayis ha'seh chutz mitzeh. Oh, but kol masha oim lecha ba'al abayis ha'seh chutz mitzeh, that means a nigger. Means if somebody invites you, when he tells you do this, eat, take a little bit more of that. You're supposed to listen to him. Oh, but primis, what it means is that kol masha oim lecha ba'al abayis ha'seh chutz mitzeh, that if the ba'al abayis tells you to do something, you have to listen. And the Eibush says, do a mitzvah, you do the mitzvah. And if the Eibush says, don't do the aveira, you don't do the aveira. Oh, but chutz mitzeh, there's one time you don't have to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is if he tells you I'm not interested. That's if he says, Kalkein Shafta Miachri Hashem Velo Yi Hashem Imachem. If he says, I don't want you to come into Eretz Yisrael. I'm not willing to be Mikabo, your Tshuva Samishko. Then we say, Kol Masha Oymel Chaval Abayis HaSei Chutz Mitzeh. So he said, the Mapilim were Oymel on this side. The side of Kol Masha Oymel Chaval Abayis HaSei Chutz Mitzeh. And they were willing to go into Eretz Yisrael, even though they were told that you can't do Tshuva. But Afilu Hachi, I'm going to fight on, and therefore we're going to go. And that was a Maisa Tzidkis, and that's why Tzlofchad is a Tzaddik, and that's why the Mapilim go down as a Tzaddik. You know, it's a Pelad Gezach. If you read the Pesukim, and you look at the Mefarshei HaChumash, the Mapilim HaRishon, checkmate. Take a look at the Arachayim HaKadosh, specifically in Parshas Dvarim, where Moshe Rabbeinu is recounting the episode of the Mapilim. Look how the Arachayim treats the Mapilim. Very bad. Very, very bad. But that's the Arachayim wearing the hat of Peshuto Shel Mikra, which of course the Arachayim very often did. In Peshuto Shel Mikra, the Mapilim go down as Rishoyim Arurim. But in Pnimiyas HaTorah, the Mapilim are Tzadikim. In the Torah from the Chassam Sofer, they're Tzadikim. In Peshuto Shel Mikra, the Eibush told him, don't do tshuva. So if he said, don't do tshuva, I'm letting, I know you want to do tshuva. Oh, but now's not the time to do tshuva. And if that's what the Eibush told them, so Mimeo, they were supposed to listen. And if they didn't listen, they're Rishoyim, right? In the Maskana of Ramea Levi's shtickle in Bris, they're Rishoyim, right? In Pshutai Shal Mikra, they're Rishoyim. There's nothing to talk about. Of in Teiru's Chassam Sofer, in Pnimiyas HaTeiru, they weren't Rishoyim. Because Kol Masha Oymelech HaBalabayis HaSei Chutz Mitzeh. And this is something that they were Oymer on. And because they were Oymer on this Oymer of Kol they fifed on, and in this case, fifing on was actually the right thing to do. We always speak out for Rab Tzadik. The Rab Tzadik said, the Gemara says, and all the Achreinim asked one of the most famous kashas ever. Every essay is Doichel Leisa Shabbatayr. So Rav Tzadik said that what's the pnimius of Gedoy Le Tshuva Shadoichel Leisa Shabbatayr? Because there's so many times that you find that Chazal said you can't do tshuva. Gedoy Le Tshuva, tshuva is so great, Shadoichel Leisa Shabbatayr. That every time you find Azam Memra that you can't do tshuva, you should know tshuva is so gevaldi, you could do tshuva. And that's why even though Acher heard the baskel of tshuva, Banim Shoivavim Chutz Miacher, Rebbe Remeir kept on telling him, do tshuva. Right? He kept on saying, do tshuva. Why? Because because he understood that kol macha oimel chabal avayis hasei chutz mitzei. Elisha bar Ravu heard the basko shuvu banim chutz miyacher. Okay, it's a matter of business. But Rav Meir told him, you don't understand the soid. Kol macha oimel chabal avayis hasei chutz mitzei. And if that's the case, even though the basko is saying you can't do tshuva, you could do tshuva. This is Rav Meir holds benkachu benkachru in banim. By the way, Rav Yudim and Beseira so subtly invoked in his Torah here about the Mapilim, he said, Akiva, benkach u'benkach at the osalita nesadin. There's a benkach u'benkach. But al kopanim, the bottom line is, that's what the Chassam Sofer said, that slavcha you write from the Mapilim, but the Mapilim are tzaddikim, and that's why Rabbi Yudim and the Seirah calls him a tzaddik. It's based on this side, because even though what he did was wrong, but he did tshuva. He did tshuva, and the Eibishter that told him, don't do tshuva. It's true. Aba kol masha oimel chabal bayis aseh. Chutz mitzeitz. I once thought that everybody knows. Why do we sit in the sukkah on Sukkot? What's the Indian of Sukkot? But we learned Masech the Sukkah. It was the first Radbai and the last Radbai and many Radbites in between. We said over from the Vilna Gaon that the Gaon said that in Cheshbin, right, the Torah's kasha, that if the reason we sit in the sukkah is Zeichel Anani HaKavit, so why do we sit in the sukkah in Chodesh Tishrei? When do we get the Anani HaKavit? We got it in Chodesh Nisan. So Chodesh Nisan is really the time that we should be sitting in the sukkah. So the Goyin, in his Pirush and Shirashirim and other places, said that really we sit in the sukkah, not Zeichel to the first time we got the Anani HaKavit, but it's Zeichel L'chazoras Anani HaKavit. The Yidin had gotten the Anani HaKavit after they left Mitzrayim. But then after the Chet HaEgel, they lost Anani HaKavod. But then, Vayayim HaShem Salachti Kedvarecha, Mimachros Yom HaKippurim, the Anani HaKavod all of a sudden start. But when did we get it back? And the Gemara made a cheshbon. We got it back on Chamisha Asa B'Tishrei, Tesvav Tishrei, which coincides with the first day of Sukkot. So the Goyin says, you want to know why we sit in the Sukkah on Tesvav Tishrei, not Tesvav Nisan? Because when we sit in the Sukkah, we're not remembering the fact that we once, that we got the Anani HaKavod the first time. What we're remembering is that we got the Anani HaKavod some Tzveitim Mo. This is a Zecher not to the Anani HaKavod, but there's an Oymek. It's a Zecher to the Chazoras Anani HaKavod. And the Oymek of the Goyen is that what we're remembering is, what we're remembering is that a Yid can do Averis, and a Yid can come to the point where he's so Rochoik, Nikra, Meruchik, Metuav, and Meshukitz from a Kodesh Baruch, but then he does tshuva, and his tshuva is going to be Neskava. But not only is tshuva going to be Neskava, but a person can come through his tshuva and through the Avodah of Aseres Yemei Tshuva and Yom Kippur to where he's going to get to a point where he literally can come back and have that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he once had. You know, the Siddur Agra from Rabbi Yitzchak Malzin on the Tefillah Atav Bechartonu Mikol Amin. So Rabbi Yitzchak Malzin said, and this comes from the Beis Medrash of the Goyim, he said Atav Bechartonu Mikol Amin is referring to Pesach. That's when we became a nation. A Hafto Isanu, it's referring to Shavuos. That's when we got the Torah. Verotzisa Banu is referring to the Yontif of Sukkot. What does it mean, Verotzisa Banu is the Yontif of Sukkot? The heads by Advarim is, because Rabbi Yonah says in Shari Tshuva, V'oid yispalol bala tshuva el Hashem, limchoiz ka'ov pishav, ukecha'ana chatois. The Baal Tshuva should daven ta'kadosh baruch, that Hashem should mekois. He should completely eradicate any averi that he did. V'sheyach bo'itzboi, and that Hashem should want him, v'yiratzeyu. And the person should be merutza by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kasher im loy chata, as if he had never done the Avera. I'm skipping. Ki yitochen, it's possible, liyo yisa avay nislach, v'nifta min ha-yisurin. Umikol gzeir, a person can do Averis and he can get slicha, and he can have pidyon from all the Yisurim. Oh, but ve'en la'Hashem chefetz boy. But Hashem's still not going to want him. U'mincha lo yirtza miyodoy. And Hashem is not going to want his Mincha, the taivas at tzaddikim, but what do the tzaddikim want? They want that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be yachbeitz behem. Hashem should want them. On Yom Kippur, it's solachti kidvarecha. On Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives our averes. We niftim in a yisurim mikol gzeira ome. But at the same time, lav dafka win merutza. You know when Klai Yisrael chafir or tzisa banu, when did we realize as a nation that we were merutza by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? When after Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't just forgive us, but he gave us back the Anani HaKavod. And Hashem said, it's not just that you're right, the averes are gone and you're not going to be punished. We can go back to that special relationship that we once had, right? We were once very close, and we had a chashuva relationship, and then something got in between us. And not only am I moichel, and not only am I willing to look away, and not only are you pardoned, but it's more than that. It's literally v'rotzisa banu. You can go back to where you are. Ato v'chartanu mikol ha'amim, ahavta yisonu v'ratzisa banu in the Torah from the Vilna Gaon. When do we see that we're merutza? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us back the Anani HaKavod. When we develop that kurva, that nonshaft, nachamah with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's when you see that. I heard from Shmuel Yankiv. He said that al pi darkei shel agra, it could be you can teach the tefillah weiter. V'roi mamtonu mikol ha'shoynes, that's again Pesach. V'kidashtonu b'mitzvay sechel, when did we get mitzvahs? That's Shavuos. V'keiravtonu malkeinu l'avodah secha. That's the yontif of Sukkos. Sukkos is v'keiravtonu malkeinu l'avodah secha. We're merutza. And now we can be close by our Kadosh Baruch Hu. Reb Shmuel Yankiv said that when it rains on Sukkos, Chazal gave a mashal. You want to do the mitzvah, but you can't do the mitzvah. Why not? Because it's raining. A lot of times you can't do it. Can't blow shofar. There's no shofar. Chazal gave a mashal. What's the mashal? It's ke'evet shebo limzei kois l'rabi v'shofach l'kitayin alpano. Reb Shmuel Yankiv. This is classic Reb Shmuel Yankiv. He said, what's the oimik? Because v'keiravtanu malkeinu l'avoy desecho sukkis. Sukkis is not just a mitzvah. Sukkis is v'rotzis abanu. Well, yeah, I'll let you back into the cheder apnima. You could come back l'fnai v'lefnim. It's not just that the slicha, and it's not just that you're pardoned, but you're literally welcome back into the cheder apnima. That's the yontiv of Sukkis. That's when we chav v'rotzis abanu. That's v'keiravtanu malkeinu l'avoy desecho. How mi'irim are divrei chazal, a mishnah, the pnimius of this mishnah, because that's the oimik of Sukkos. Sukkos we have, we come back mamish to that level where it's mamish v'rotzis abanu. What's Sukkos? Sukkos is a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. Toifin akuma, good achis, good avad, I love it, it's a mitzvah, avad, it's a mitzvah. But at the same time, the avoid of Sukkos and the pnimius of Sukkos is v'keiravtanu makeinu l'avoidasecha. When a yitz sits in a sukkah, it's ke'evet shebo limzoik kois l'rabi. What happens when it rains on Sukkos? What happens when it rains on Sukkos? You're coming into HaKadosh Baruch Hu after Yom Kippur, and you're telling the Eivishter, I chab the Inyan. I know this Rebbe Niyoyno in Shari Tshuva, that it's possible, ki yitochen liyo yisa ovoi nislach v'niftam in ha'yisurim, obe ve'ein la'ashem chefetz bar, but v'rotzisabonu, and you walk into the Sukkah, you know what happens? All of a sudden it starts mabbling, it starts raining, the Eivishter is saying, I don't want you. Get out! So what happens if you stay? You're a hegyet! Eiluch a hegyet g'dayla mizu! That's true in Nigla. In Nigla shuvu bonim shayvavim chutz miyacha. Ob in pnimi yisateiro kol masha oimolcha balabayis asei chutz mitzeh. The Eivishter tells you, get out! You know what you can tell the Eivishter? Ichfafun! I'm staying right here. And that's this oimik. It's the oimik of Rav Meir, of Benkach uBenkach. It's the oimik of Rav Yehuda ben Beseris, Benkach uBenkach. That Slavchot was a tzaddik. What do you mean? He was told, don't go. They were told, Moshe Rabbeinu says, do not go. It's true. You're Nikra Hedyet, you're Nikra Varian. How could you know Keneg and Moshe Rabbeinu? The Teretz is, Kol Masha Oimel Chabal Abayis Atzei Chutz Mitzei. The Mapilim were told, you can't go into Eretz Yisrael. The Mapilim were told, you can't do tshuva. They were tzaddik. Now they were mace. You know why they died? Some services. The only reason they died is because they had sinned the day before. And at the end of the day, because of the chet of Vayimasu Eretz Chemda that preceded this, so they were mace. But they were mace tzaddikim, says the Chassam Sofer. At the Moitzi Laza, Lois a tzaddik, because they chapped this nekuda, and that's the sinyan. This tension between the Pshut HaShomikra of the Ramah, of Nikra Hedyan, and it's the Yerushalmi, and the tzaddikim that said, no, ich blabdu mitashtramo. You know what that tension is? It's the Mapilim, the Rishayim, yeah. Pshut HaShomikra, the Rishayim. Oh, but the tzaddikim understood the Pnimius. And the Pnimius, G'day L'tshuva Shadoicha Lois HaSei Shabbatayra. And you can tell me, don't go. Chfaf Tachun. And that's something you're allowed to do. It's an avoidah. It's something that you're allowed to do. And by doing this fakert, it's an incredible Maisa Tzidkis. That's the Pnimius of Kol Masha Oymelecha Balabayis HaSei Chutz Mitzeh. Maybe it's not a coincidence, but say, is Bigamatria 91. Sukkah is also Bigamatria 91. Kol Masha Oymel Chabalabayis Aseh Abachutz Mitzeh. Except when it comes to the Sukkah. Except when it comes to leaving the Sukkah. When it comes to leaving the Sukkah, you don't leave. You know, Rav Tzadik said, the Chazal say, Be'ikvasid the Mashicha Chutz Be'yaska. Then Be'ikvasid the Mashicha, there's going to be a lot of chutzpah. Rav Tzadik said that there were the Mapilim. And the Mapilim were told, don't go into Eretz Yisrael. And they didn't listen. And because they didn't listen, they ended up getting killed. It didn't work out. Moshe Rabbeinu said, "V'hi loy sitzlach." He said, "The emissaries, they understood the oymek of koma she'oymel lechabalabayis asay chutz mitzay." Like the Chassam Sofer says, and the Reb Tzadik says, "Abul Ma'is, they got it wrong." And he says, "You know why they got it wrong?" He said, "Because it wasn't ready. The time wasn't ready for that type of avoda." Abu be'ikves the Mashiach chutz be'yachsya. He said, "When it's going to come close to the Moshe Mashiach, then the way you're going to be matzliach is with chutzpah. That's the way it's going to work." He said, "Be'ikvus the Mashiach, this day, we live in a time where everybody, it doesn't matter who you are, this is not a day like Deiros HaRishonim, where it's impossible not to feel distant and not to feel like, me, what?" And everyone has that proverbial basco where they feel, and they hear that the Baal Bayis is saying, "Tzei, ulerosha amalekim malucha l'saper chuki, and shuvu banim shoivavim chutz miploini and chutz miploini." But Rav Tzadik said that you have to remember, kol ma she'omer lecha Baal Bayis is saying chutz mitzei, and that avoidu was given specifically for this generation, because be'ikvas the Mashiach chutz be'yaska, when we fight fun, and when we stay in the suki, even when it's raining, and if we're able to continue to serve Hashem, and block out all the noise of different voices telling us that you're not worthy, and it doesn't mean you, and you're never going to reach, and you're never going to this, and in one ear, out the other ear. Our avoid is to fight that on. That's the chutzpah we need, be'ikvas of the Mashiach, and the schus of our chutzpah. We're going to tell the Eibishter, we're not listening, we're coming back, we're not worthy, we are worthy. Kol macha oymel lecha balabayis, I say chutz mitzay. We should take a bizoicha to Rav Tzadik Savtacha that be'ikvas of the Mashiach chutzpah yatska. We have the chutzpah. We have to channel that chutzpah for Dvarim Shev B'Kedusha. We should be zoicha to, and that's chus. B'tishrei asidin ligal. We should be zoicha to the Geula Shlema. M'heira b'yameinu. Amen v'amen.